9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if he ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Jeno, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sadness, Loki still a deer. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broken gold stock broker when a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict cross the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Arvest Ballpark in beautiful Springdale, Arkansas. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. It's game two of this six-game series and game 122 overall for the Rough Riders. They come in boasting a 29-23 record in the second half, opposed to Northwest Arkansas sitting a game below 500 in this second half. As a result of last night's 6-1 win for the Rough Riders taking the series opener, they held Northwest Arkansas to just two hits and one run. It came on a solo homer. The Rough Riders dominant in game one. And tonight, a backup on the hill with Winston Santos making his eighth start as a Rough Rider here at the AA level. He slots in at that eighth spot in the Rangers' top 30 prospect rankings. He's 3-3 with a 5.23 ERA across his first seven outings, giving up 18 earned runs in 31 innings of work. He has racked up 37 strikeouts to 8 walks, but he's also hit 6 batters. And if you zoom out and look at the season overall for Santos, he has been very excellent. 19 starts, 9-6 record rather, with a 3.59 ERA. And across 95 innings of work, he's racked up nearly 120 strikeouts. He attacks with a fastball, slider, and changeup mix. The 22-year-old originally from the Dominican Republic has allowed a .244 opponent batting average, but the key for him has been the quality of strikes. He has had some long innings, as his 17-plus pitches per innings pitched, that is, are the highest mark of his career here at the AA level. And he's been hit hard when he's lived in the zone, hasn't given up a ton of hits, 29 and 31 innings of work, but he has given up lofty hits, as 45% of those hits have gone for extra bases, 8 homers and the rest doubles, 5 doubles on the year. On the other side, it's William Fleming getting the ball. The 6'6", 220-pound right-hander makes his 14th start and 19th appearance on the year, and he has struggled over the course of this season. He's 4-4 with a 6.85 ERA at the AA level. Now, he has made 5 starts for AAA Omaha, and his numbers there were slightly better. But he's allowed a 3.19 average against him. The 25-year-old, originally a 2021 selection in the 11th round by the Mariners organization out of Wake Forest. He's originally from Asheville, North Carolina. So it's William Fleming getting the ball against the Rough Riders tonight. He opposes the Rangers' number 8 prospect in Winston Santos. We're going to step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you part 2 of our 2-part interview with Rough Riders starting pitcher, Cole Drake.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got part 1 of a 2-part interview with Rough Riders starting pitcher Cole Drake, coming off of a very strong home debut for the Rough Riders, set to pitch again this week for the second time on the road. Let's go ahead and dive into part 2 of that interview with Cole right now. Cole, I want to go back to your college career. Talk to me about the recruiting process for you. You ended up going to a little bit of a smaller school. What was that decision like for you?
My college journey was a road for sure. Going to a smaller school, you know, knowing that I was going to get plenty of innings and plenty of opportunity to show myself and my abilities. So very grateful for it. Never take it for granted. And I always look back with love for that place.
Well, you're originally from Orem, Utah, I do believe. And then we mentioned your family moved to Sachse when you were right around 10 years old. Talk to me about when the Rangers called. Was that a team that you were kind of holding out hope for, or were they on the radar?
Honestly, I had no idea what teams were going to pick me or what teams were interested. It was kind of just we were watching it and it happened and we were very excited, and it just happened to be the team from the local team for me. So it was an awesome opportunity, and it was just great.
Well, you're working now here in Frisco with Rough Riders pitching coach John Goebel. How much have you worked with John before being up here?
I worked with John a little bit in 2022 instructs, and that was kind of about it, other than when I came up for that one start in April. And, you know, coming back here, I mean, he's made the transition very easy. He's a very good coach, very good guy. There's nothing more I could ask for.
Cole, I want to hear a little bit more about you. What are you doing during your free time when you're not at the ball field?
I tend to go hit the golf course up. I love golf, try and get out there as much as I can. Once a week is good for me, so.
Have you played anywhere in Frisco yet?
I have not yet. I do frequently go to Waters Creek and Allen, though.
Okay. I've heard through the grapevine that there's a little bit of a scramble going on here coming up. Are you part of that?
I am. I am part of this scramble. It'll be a fun competition between the guys, and hopefully I'll be able to come out on top.
Love it. Do you know who your scramble partner is yet?
We do not know yet. It'll be random, so when that time comes, we'll get dialed for it.
All right. What's Cole Drake's best club on the golf course?
My best club? I mean, I'll probably have to go with my 8-iron.
Okay.
It's probably my 8-iron or my 3-iron. Those are both trusty reliables in the golf bag.
Love it. We'll leave you with this. On the golf note, which teammate that you haven't seen play golf yet do you feel like would be the best?
That I haven't seen? I don't know about teammate, but I heard that one of our coaches, Tyler Wolf, is a very good golfer. So having him as a teammate would be very nice.
Cole, excited to see you pitch at some point this week. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
That's Rough Riders starting pitcher Cole Drake here on the pregame show. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for this matchup with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back in Springdale, Arkansas, the Rough Riders and the Naturals getting set for game two of this six-game series. The Rough Riders prevailed victorious last night, 6-1 the final score, only giving up two hits. It was Ben Anderson who set the tempo, and tonight for the Rough Riders, Winston Santos, the number 8 prospect, tries to continue that groove for the Rough Riders starting pitchers. Let's go ahead and meet the lineup that will go against Santos tonight. The Naturals, managed by Tommy Shields, will line up as follows. It's the second baseman and the leadoff man, Javier Vaz, for the second straight night. Tyler Tolbert will roam in center field and bat second. Josh Lester moves up in the lineup to the 3 spot. He'll man the third base bag. Luca Tresh, who homered last night, one of the 2 hits for Northwest Arkansas, he'll do the catching tonight. Carter Jensen, the designated hitter and number 5 prospect in the Royals organization, he bats 5th. Batting 6th is the right fielder, Peyton Wilson. Dylan Trump mans the 1 bag. He'll bat 7th. Diego Hernandez out in left field after playing center last night. He bats 8th. And rounding things out is a new face for the Rough Riders. It's Jack Pineda, the shortstop, facing off against Frisco for the first time. On the other side, the Rough Riders sending Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card. He's the center fielder. The shortstop, Maximo Acosta, bats 2nd, followed by Cody Freeman, who shifts from 3rd base to 2nd here tonight. Batting 4th is the designated hitter, Abimelech Ortiz. For the 2nd consecutive night, Cooper Johnson does the catching, and that's 5th. Batting 6th is the left fielder, Aaron Zavala. In the seventh spot is the third baseman, Caber Rodriguez, making his series debut. Luis Mieses joins the Rough Riders after a night off last night. He is the right fielder, batting eighth. Tucker Mitchell at first base, also making his series debut, will bat ninth. Again, for the Rough Riders, it is Osuna, Acosta, Freeman, Ortiz, Johnson, Zavala, Rodriguez, Mieses, and Mitchell. The Rough Riders coming up a six-run outing. Abimelech Ortiz picked up a home run in yesterday's matchup. They face off against the right-hander William Fleming. When we come back, Zach Bigley takes us the first pitch here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a gorgeous Wednesday night for baseball in Northwest Arkansas, the Frisco Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals meet for game two of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Springdale. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as the Rough Riders, coming off their 6-1 win last night, look to make it three wins in a row. Alejandro Osuna ready to go, and the first pitch of the ball game is a strike on the outside corner from William Fleming. We are underway. Right on time at 7:05 on this beautiful night for baseball in the northwest corner of the state of Arkansas. It's 84 degrees. The pitch. That's high, and it's one ball and one strike. Feels like of 86, sun shining up above, a very slight breeze at 4 miles an hour blowing out to left field. Gusts at 7 miles an hour tonight. Here's the windback by the tall right-hander Fleming, and the 6'6" man fires home. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. A long run in for Tolbert, still coming, still sprinting in. He slides and makes the catch. Nifty play by the center fielder Tolbert to start off the ball game.
And here's Max Acosta. Tolbert was the shortstop yesterday in game one, and today flashing the leather in center field. Fleming, 6'6", 220 pounds. He rifles home. And he fits it on the outside corner, a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Acosta, 2-for-4 in this series. Yeah, that was yesterday with a couple RBIs and a double. Here's the 0-1. And Acosta takes low and outside. It's 1-1. Acosta hitting 300 in the month of August. That's good for 8th in the Texas League so far in this month. As the right-hander winds in the 1-1. There's a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 now on the Rough Riders shortstop. Yesterday, the Rough Riders got a solo homer from Abimelech Ortiz, but it was 2 runs in the 5th inning, 1 in the 8th, and 2 in the 9th offensively that propelled them, and the pitching staff was phenomenal. 1-2, fouled back, and it's still 1-2. The Rough Riders pitching staff allowed just 1 run on 2 hits. A solo homer, the only offense on the run column for Northwest Arkansas from Luca Tresh, and the only other hit in the game was a Rivertown double. That was in the 6th inning. Acosta calls time and steps out. Fleming making his 3rd career start against the Rough Riders. He looks over the top of his glove. He has his sign and fires in. There's a breaking ball off the plate away, and it's 2-2. Fleming, the tall 25-year-old, has his right foot against the rubber and then his left foot pointing towards home almost in an L shape. As he's into his wind in the 2-2. There's a swing and a hot shot down the left field line. A foul ball. Acosta got out in front on that fastball up and in. And it's 2-2. Now on Max still. Fleming comes at you with a fastball, slider, and changeup combination. 3-pitch pitcher. A former 11th round selection out of Wake Forest University in 2021 by the Mariners. 2-2. Inside corner got him looking with the change. Acosta down on strikes, and there are 2 away in this top of the 1st inning. Cody Freeman bats now for the Rough Riders. 0-0 our score, top of the 1st. Fleming, in 1 start earlier this year, allowed 4 runs over 4 innings, and in 1 start last year, allowed 3 runs over 4 innings. So the Rough Riders hoping to put up more offense against him. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner at the knees to Freeman, and it's 0-1. Freeman went 2-for-4 in the opener yesterday with an RBI, a walk, and one of those hits was a double, which is what we've come to see a lot from Freeman this year. Fleming fires, and a fastball simmers high. It's 1-1. Freeman has paced the league in doubles this year. His 29 have led the league for a little bit. Brennan Malone of Midland has 27. He's 2nd. The pitch. There's a chopper foul down the left side behind Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager and 3rd base coach, and it's 1-2 on Freeman. You can make a case that Freeman has been one of the better players in the Texas League this year. He's 7th in hits, as mentioned, 1st in doubles. He's slipped just a little bit in the OPS category, but he's still in the top 12 in OPS. 1-2, he takes away, and it's 2-2. Rough Rider is trying to find a base runner here against Freeman in the top of the 1st inning. As the right-hander looks over the top of his glove, and Freeman calls time and steps out. Defense behind him today, it's Diego Hernandez in left, Tyler Tolbert in center, and Peyton Wilson in right field. Josh Lester's the 3rd baseman. Jack Pineda is at shortstop. Javier Baz at 2nd, and Dylan Shrum in right. The pitch. There's a fly ball lifted out to right field and shallow. Shrum going back, the 1st baseman, and he's called off by the 2nd baseman, Vaz, who makes the catch as a helicopter goes whirring over the top of us, and the inning is over here in the 1st. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. A 1-2-3 inning by William Fleming, and the Rough Riders will see Winston Santos on the hill when we go to the bottom of the 1st inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the bottom of the first inning. The Rough Riders down 1-2-3, and now Winston Santos to the mound for Frisco. A 22-year-old, 6-foot, 160-pounder on the mound against Javier Vaz, the left-hander to lead it off in this home half of the first inning. Santos into his wine in the first pitch. Outside 1-0. Santos making his first career start against these Northwest Arkansas Naturals. He holds the glove just offset to the right side of his face, and he rifles in the 1-0 pitch to the second baseman. There's a soft ground ball on three hops out to Cody Freeman at second. He vacuums it in between his legs, straightens, and throws him out, one away. One up, one down. Here's Tyler Tolbert. Tolbert 0 for 4 yesterday in the opener. Santos missed his last start last week. He had a cut on his right middle finger. It made it very difficult for him to throw the slider. He could still throw the fastball, so he played catch throughout the week, just didn't make the start. First pitch to Tolbert. That's low and outside. One ball and no strike. So he's good to go, and happy to see the 22-year-old back up on the mound, making his 8th start with the Rough Riders. 1-0, just below the zone missing with a fastball at 96, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. With the Rough Riders, 3-3, a 5.23 ERA, and 31 innings, 37 strikeouts to 8 walks. 2-0, fouled away back behind home, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike, another fastball from the right-hander. Opponents hitting .244 against him, and he's been snake-bitten by the home run. 8 homers allowed in 7 starts this year with the Rough Riders. 2-1. Inside, and did it hit him or did it foul off? It looked like it just hit the barrel of the bat and fouled off at the plate, so it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kind of a check swing, and it just nicked the handle right above Tolbert's hands. So 2-2 on Tolbert. That's been a little bit of a bugaboo over the last few starts for Santos. 6 hit batters in 7 starts. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider off the outside corner. And Santos has his first K tonight. Devastating slider away. And here's the left-handed batting Josh Lester. Santos, a 3-pitch pitcher, fastball, slider, and changeup. He looks in at the hulking power hitter and former big leaguer. First offering, swing and a miss. There's that changeup, and it's 0-1. A good first offering, down and in. Usually he throws that changeup to lefties down and away. He's into his wine in the 0-1. Swing and a foul into Johnson's glove. It's quickly 0-2. Santos trying to work through a quick first inning here with a pull side shift defensively behind him It's Aaron Zavala in left, Alejandro Osuna and Luis Mieses in right. On the infield, Keber Rodriguez, Max Acosta on the left side. Cody Freeman, Tucker Mitchell on the right side. Cooper Johnson does the catching today for Santos, as he's done now in two of his eight starts with the Rough Riders. 0-2, just inside, barely missing. 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Santos has had four different starting catchers catch him with the Rough Riders. As he wheels back here, 1-2, just outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Liam Hicks, Cooper Johnson, Scott Capers, and Tucker Mitchell, the four who have been behind the plate this season, and they've all caught Winston Santos. Pull side shift remains, 2-2. Down and in, and it's three balls and two strikes now on Lester, who's worked it back from 0-2 to 3-2. He went 0-2 with a walk yesterday in the opener. He has 15 homers, which is tied for second on the club. He's hit six of them this month to lead the team. Santos in his scorched red top and ball cap into his wine in the 3-2. Down and in, ball four, he lost him. Usually very good with his command, he throws four consecutive balls, and it's a two-out walk to Lester. Here's Luca Tresh, who homered yesterday in a 1-for-4 affair. The only offense for the Naturals yesterday. Northwest Arkansas has really struggled recently. They're just 2-9 in their last 11 games, hitting 190 in that stretch and averaging under 3 runs a game in their last 11. First pitch, outside on a slider in a righty-righty matchup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Santos has been better against lefties than righties this year with the Rough Riders. Righties hitting 260 with an over 830 OPS. 1-0. That's a fastball that rides up and in and just slips across the top of the strike zone. It's one ball and one strike. Lefty's hitting just 214 against him with a 750-plus OPS. And five homers by right-handed batters, three by lefties. 1-1. Down and away with the slider, and it's two balls and one strike. Good job by Johnson with a pretty ferocious backhanded stab to keep that one in front. Kyle Stutz has balls and strikes behind the plate today. Jack Wasson down the first baseline, and the crew chief Travis Brewer is our third base umpire today. Santos the 2-1, and a balk. He didn't come to a stop. So no pitch, Santos balks Lester down to second, and now a man in scoring position. Just the third balk of the season for Santos, only the seventh of his career. Two balls and one strike on Tresh. He readies, looks back at second, and fires home. He fits it just low. Barely missing with a fastball, and it's three balls and one strike. Probably one that could have been called a strike at the bottom of the zone, but didn't get the call. We'll see if we continue to see a tight zone from Stutz today. Three balls and one strike. He flicks it home. And down and in. Another one that was fully in the zone at the bottom and didn't get the call. So back-to-back walks, two aboard with two out here in the first inning. Carter Jensen, the DH now, he struck out four times yesterday. Golden sombrero for him. It's been a tough August, hitting just 162 in the month, 12 for 74. First pitch. There's a fly ball hammered into deep center field. Osuna back at the warning track. He jumps up, and he didn't make the catch. It's off his glove. Lester scores. Tresh around third. The throw into third hits the runner and scampers off the facing of the Riders' dugout. It's a two-run triple for Carter Jensen. It's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. First pitch fastball right down the middle, and Jensen has his first career double-A triple. He drives in the first two runs of the game, and in the first inning alone today, Northwest Arkansas eclipses their one total run in the opener of this series. Peyton Wilson bats now, and you hate to say anything about umpiring because obviously it's very difficult, but two straight pitches at the bottom of the zone, fully in the strike zone. And Kyle Stutz called balls, led to a walk, and then first pitch, a two-run triple for Carter Jensen. If Santos is not getting the calls, it's going to be a tough day for him. And the first pitch to Peyton Wilson. It's down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. At the end of the day, of course, you have to execute your pitches. So that's something that we'll continue to look at and look for going forward. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas, bottom of the first inning. 1-0 pitch. Bends below the zone and a changeup, and it's two balls and no strikes. Santos, usually a pitcher who fills up the strike zone. He's about to throw his 22nd pitch of this first inning. He readies and fires. Swing and a miss. Slider down and in, and it's 2-1. He got the first two outs on 7 pitches and then back-to-back walks and the triple. He offers, and it's just down and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. Another pitch that appeared like it ticked the bottom of the zone. He fires. Strike at the bottom of the zone there, and that one was below the zone, and he gets the call. A little bit of inconsistency early on from Stutz. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pull side shift for the left-handed batting Wilson, who went 0-for-4 yesterday. Northwest Arkansas with just 2 hits yesterday. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball, hard hit right at Freeman. He's got it. He straightens and throws over to first for the out, and the inning is over. But the damage done by Northwest Arkansas. 2 runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go into the top of the second inning. It's the Rough Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new Power Shift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with Power Shift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. That's right.
We're to the top of the second inning. It's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas over the top of the Rough Riders. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Abimelech Ortiz, the designated hitter, leads it off. He homered yesterday. His 12th home run of the year, just his second road home run this year. Here's the wind back by Fleming in the right-hander's first pitch. There's a swing and a drive out to right field. Forget about it. It's long gone. Oh, goodness, over the bullpen in right field. Abimelech Ortiz, back-to-back days. This one 421 feet. His 13th homer of the year, and the Rough Riders are on the board. They now trail 2-1. Oh, man. That thing was tattooed over the bullpen in right field. 108 off the bat. 421 feet. Ortiz ambushing the first pitch. A fastball right down the middle, and he deposits it well over the wall. He is on fire right now. And here's Cooper Johnson. First pitch, that's outside, 1-0. Well, Ortiz had really struggled in the beginning of the season, and he has turned it around in a big way now. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Coming into the game on June 23rd, he was hitting just 179 with a 550 OPS. Since then, he is hitting 303 with a 900 OPS. The pitch. Johnson takes outside, 2-1. And that's raised his average up to 231 with a 703 OPS. And that'll just go up with another home run today. 2-1. Swinging a chopper left side of the infield. Third baseman Lester's got it. He launches across the diamond and gets him. One away. Aaron Zavala bats now for the Riders, trailing 2-1 in the top of the second. That's now a 15-game on-base streak for Ortiz with five homers in those 15 games. He came in hitting 420 with a nearly 1,300 OPS during that streak. Just ridiculous numbers. First pitch, and Zavala is hit by the pitch and got him down and in on the left foot. And he's aboard with a hit by pitch. Aaron Zavala himself came in riding a pretty nice streak. Z on a 7-game hitting streak coming into this one. And he's hit by that first pitch to find his way aboard with one out. He's now reached an 8 straight. Keber Rodriguez, the batter now, right-handed hitter. Riders trail 2-1, top of the second inning. Here's the stretch by Fleming. And the right-hander's pitch. Breaking ball zips outside, 1-0. All season long, with Ortiz being the reigning minor league player of the year for the Rangers, we kept wondering, when is Abimelech Ortiz going to, you know, truly live up to that and be that player? The pitch. Well, it's over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. I think it's fair to say he's tapped into that. You can see the hot player he was last year, hitting 33 homers with back-to-back homers. He's at 13 now. I mean, if he even just finishes with 15 home runs, the offering. Swinging a ground ball foul as the bat goes flailing down the left side. The Rough Riders vacate the dugout as it goes off the facing of it. It's 1-2 now on Rodriguez. He sheepishly goes over and will get his bat. And now it looks like that Ortiz is on a pretty good pace to finish with 15 homers. That's 13 for him now. And he will most likely repeat this AA level next year, a 22-year-old. He'll be 23 all of next season, which is about league average, if not a little bit below league average. Same thing for Keber Rodriguez, who will be 23 all of next year. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. That's high, and it's 2-2. Things are looking up for Abimelech Ortiz. It's been fun to watch him while he's hot. The pitch. Swinging a high pop-up in the infield. Pineda, the shortstop, coming in. He makes the catch, still on the infield dirt. Two outs in the inning. Zavala remains at first for Luis Mieses. Mieses got the day off yesterday in the opener. Riders trail it 2-1, top of the second. Here's the stretch by the right-hander Fleming, and he fires home. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike with a slider. It's 0-1. Rough Riders continue to be a little bit homer happy. It's not just Ortiz. Mieses has the most recent two-homer game last Friday. Riders have now hit 14 homers in their last 11 games. 0-1. Down and in. It's 1-1. Mieses playing in his 21st game for the Rough Riders, hitting 299 with a 763 OPS. Three homers. He pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Zavala takes his lead from first in the 1-1. Miesi swings and chops it foul at the plate. One ball and two strikes on the right fielder. Rough Riders in their red tops today. Red double R ball caps, gray pants. It's the red batter's helmets as well for them right now. Hitting. Well, on the other side, it's white tops, white bottoms, and the navy ball cap with the yellow brim. And the Northwest Arkansas N on the forehead of that ball cap. Throw goes over to first, and Zavala back in safely. Very close pickoff move, but just a little bit late. They play Miesis to pull both on the infield and in the outfield, with the left fielder Hernandez playing almost straight up, leaving a massive gap in left center field. 1-2. Swinging a soft ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Vaz, backhands, turns, throws, one hops it to first just in time. Inning over. One run in for the Rough Riders, though, on one hit, no errors, and a runner left on. Abimelech Ortiz, a 421-foot homer. Riders trail 2-1 into the bottom of the second next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, here's the voice of Kamar Rocker. He's making his AAA debut tonight. We'll tell you a little bit more about him as we continue here in the broadcast. For now, we go to the bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders, a 2-1 disadvantage against Northwest Arkansas. Two runs in the bottom of the first inning off of Winston Santos. Bottom third of the order, due up. Dylan Shrum leads it off in the first offering. Slithers low of the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. So Rocker and the Express are in action currently. This is a very interesting game up in AAA. 1-0. Outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Kamar Rocker is getting his AAA debut in. And on the other side for Oklahoma City, it's a very big rehabber as well. The pitch. There's a swing and a soft grounder off the end of the bat, squibbing up the first baseline. Johnson's got it. Underhand flip onto first in time. The catcher making the play, and there's one away. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is getting the start in rehab for Oklahoma City against Round Rock. And former Rough Rider Blaine Krim just blasted his 15th homer, getting it off the major leaguer, Yamamoto. Of course, rehabbers aren't always trying their best. We saw that with DeGrom. First pitch to Hernandez is bunted up the third baseline, and it trickles foul. It's 0-1. But still, pretty cool for Blaine Krim to hit a homer off of Yamamoto. On the other side, Kamar Rocker is doing Kamar Rocker things. Through his first two innings, he went perfect with four strikeouts. His fastball averaged 98 miles an hour. 0-1. That's over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-2, and he just allowed his first hit of the ball game. The offering is hit foul back behind home. and it's 0-2. Well, this can't be great news, and hopefully it means nothing, but on game day, we're not watching the game live. It says Alex Freeland singles on a pit, on a ball deflected by Kamar Rocker, and then it says injury delay. As here's a fly ball out to left field. Aaron Zavala is underneath of it, and he makes the catch. Hernandez retired on the fly ball out to left, and Jack Pineda stands in. All right, looks like he's good to go. He just threw his next pitch. That's good. 9-0 hitting Pineda, making his first appearance of this series, playing just his 34th game with Northwest Arkansas. Here's the wind back by Santos, and the right-hander fires, low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Santos 1-0, it's at the bottom of the zone, a strike, 1-1. Kamar Rocker is not the only one we are going to be keeping an eye on today in a start. Jack Leiter is back up at the big league level and making the start for the Rangers against the White Sox. 1-1. Down and in. Skips away from Johnson. It's two balls and one strike. It's 2-1 here. Naturals lead the Riders, bottom of the second. Leiter pitching for the Rangers in the quote-unquote doubleheader after yesterday's game was suspended. Here's the offering. There's a fly ball out of play down the left field line. It's two balls and two strikes, and well, the White Sox have already gotten to Jack Leiter before he's recorded an out. Andrew Benintendi with a two-run double, with one of those runners reaching on a catcher's interference, so an unearned run. Here's the 2-2. Got him looking at the bottom of the zone. Winston Santos with his second strikeout. It's a 1-2-3 bounce-back inning for the right-hander. We go into the top of the third inning. It's 2-1. Northwest Arkansas leads the Rough Riders. Luke Maley on the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride.
Any bills she can't front, her parents paid it. The show was fun.
Back at Arvest Ballpark, alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here, and it's Tucker Mitchell to get things going. And the Rough Riders, top of the third, trailing 2-1. Fleming's first offering. Caught the inside corner, called a strike on the right-handed hitting first baseman. Tucker Mitchell has been held hitless in five consecutive games. His last hit was a big one, the offering home, and he chops it left side out towards shortstop. A charging Pineda has it, fires on the run, up the line, but Schramm able to glove it and tag out Mitchell, one gone. 6-3 ground out for Tucker Mitchell, saying his first action here in this series, and last night off. Mentioned he's been held hitless in five consecutive games, but in three out of the last four games, he's managed to score a run. His last hit was back on the 16th. It was a two-run double against the Springfield Cardinals. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Osuna watches outside. Rough Riders, top third of the order, went 1-2-3 in the first inning. Right-hander kicks and offers inside. Ball two, 2-0 to the left-handed hitting center fielder. Well, Osuna has picked up 5 multi-hit games over his last 9 games with the Riders. Randy kicks and fires, and Osuna watches again just a little bit inside, and it's a 3-0 advantage for Alejandro Osuna. Last night, the top three in the order for the Rough Riders each collected 2 hits. Randy kicks and fires, Osuna watches, it's a 4-pitch walk. The Rough Riders have a base runner aboard with 1 away. Osuna, Acosta, and Freeman, the top three tonight, are the same top three from game 1 of this series. Each of them picked up 2 hits. And an even 462 yesterday, going 6-for-13 with 2 doubles. And here's Max Acosta from the right side. Fleming sat at the chest, going to work against the right-handed hitting shortstop, and he misses down and in.
Do you hear what's happening right now?
I've been hearing it. We've been calling out everyone. I heard a little bit earlier, first base ump.
They're doing roll call.
Yeah, they're doing the roll call. Yeah, they're going after Dylan Shrum, the first baseman, right now. Randy kicks and fires. Acosta laces one, tailing away from the center fielder, Tolbert. But he's over in the left center field gap to make the grab. Acosta hit it hard, but nothing to show for it.
Say what you will about Yankees fans, I always thought the roll call was one of the coolest things the Bleacher Creatures did out there.
The roll call is the best.
If you don't know, they go around and chant every single fielder's name until they acknowledge them.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
They will not stop until, generally it's a little glum flip or a hand off to the side or a tip of the cap.
Some guys get into it.
Yeah,
though.
Some guys get really into it. Here's Cody Freeman with 2 gone. And he watches the first pitch just a bit outside for ball one. You always love to see the Yankee players making their debuts. I'm sure that's just a small little detail that means so much to them.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching Anthony Volpe, and he took a couple pitches to wait, soak it in, and then eventually acknowledged him. Offering home to Freeman is hit high in the air out to medium depth right field. Wilson camped under it, and he's there to make the grab above his blue ball cap. And the inning comes to a close. The Rough Riders get no runs on no hits, no errors. They leave one stranded. It was Osuna who worked a one-out walk, stranded there at first. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Naturals do up, leading 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Springdale, Arkansas, alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Bailey with you, and it's Winston Santos back on the hill. Santos, similarly to Ben Anderson, who was really strong yesterday for the Riders as the first pitch to Javier Vaz, the leadoff man, is called a strike. He squared a bunt and pulled it back. I watched a fastball in there for a strike. Vaz, a left-handed hitter. Santos offers home, and it glides outside. But for Santos this year, it's been a tough going in the first inning. A 4.74 ERA, that's across the entire year, not just at the AA level. As he rocks the 1-1. Skipped in, gloved by Cooper Johnson behind the plate, making two balls and a strike. Well, the second inning, in which Santos went 1-2-3, has been his best of any for him. An ERA entering tonight at 1.42, and that'll plummet a little bit further after a scoreless second as Vaz shoots one into right center field. Little dunk in for a base hit and transitions us right into the talking point. For Santos, it's been first inning struggles followed by bounce back second innings. But the worst inning for him, ERA-wise, has been the third, a 5.40 ERA this year in the third inning. And after you get through that third, it's smooth sailing for the right-hander. Javier Vaz is aboard. A leadoff single, and here's Tyler Tolbert from the right side. Santos picks over to first, and he took a bit to get it out of his throwing hand, but whipped a strike, an absolute bullet over there to first base. Maybe a little frustration for Winston Santos. Well, Tyler Tolbert, the right-handed hitting center fielder tonight. We saw him at shortstop last night. He squares to bunt and pulls back, and Cooper Johnson made a tremendous grab, diving to his right to keep that one from headed to the backstop. Well, the top two in this order are the two to watch out for in terms of stolen bases. Vaz has 16. And man at the plate in Tyler Tolbert has 36. Tolbert awaits the 1-0 on its way, and he chops it left side. Rodriguez has it above his ball cap, fires to second for one. Freeman's relay, not in time. Boy, did they make it close. Tyler Tolbert runs extremely well, and the Rough Riders turned it quickly. But they end up with just one. They get the leadoff man, erasing Javier Vaz at second base. But Tyler Tolbert takes his spot after the 5-4 fielder's choice. Oh, and that's Josh Lester. Well, yesterday for Northwest Arkansas, when you manage just two hits, which is a season low for the Naturals, generally the averages aren't that great, but those two hits came from the top of the order. The offering home to Lester is called a strike. For the Naturals, the top four in the order yesterday notched both hits, going 2-for-13, which is just a 154 average. But the bottom five went a combined 0-for-60. Pitch home, and Lester fouled it off his front foot. Luckily for him, it sounded like the front shin guard is what it deflected off of. And simultaneously, Zach, the roll call has come to the broadcast booth. There's Sean Vernon, and they're loving it.
We got the broadcast booth call. They were definitely not talking about us.
No, but we're going to acknowledge it. We got to be part of it. Josh Lester in an 0-2 count against the right-hander Santos. He comes set at the belt. Kicks in, fires. That one hit high in the air down the left field line. Zavala traveling towards that line, and he's going to run out of room and watch it bang off the bird. So it'll remain nothing and two. Josh Lester worked a walk and came around to score in his last trip up. It's been a tough month offensively for the Naturals. Entering tonight as a team, just hitting .220 in August. Now Josh Lester has done some damage at the plate, tied for the team lead with Gavin Cross with six homers. But maybe one of the sadder stats has been that Josh Lester, his walk in the first inning extended his on-base streak to five games, and that's the active leader for Northwest Arkansas. As Tolbert runs, the pitch misses down and away. Johnson's throw on a line and not in time. Boy, he threw a strike. But Tolbert swipes his 37th bag of the year.
he shot out like a cannon off of first base. And when he slides into second base, he does it head first. Some guys slow down a little bit going into the bag. He doesn't. He goes airborne when he slides into the second base bag. And he was shooting past it. Perfect throw from Johnson, just a little bit late.
Tyler Tolbert was in a battle with Dyrone Blanco, who plays for the Kansas City Royals now. Kind of is a running specialist. Offering to Lester. Swing and a miss. He just caught a piece of it, but Cooper Johnson was there to snare it. And there's the second out of the frame. And that was a battle that Tyler Tolbert just narrowly lost out on. But they were racing back and forth for the minor league title in stolen bases just a couple of years ago. Back in 2022 with Quad Cities, Tolbert swiped 60 bases. His three straight years, he swiped over 50, with 50 even last year for Northwest Arkansas, offering home to Luca Tresh, who's called a strike. This year, he's up to 41, with 37 of those being here at the AA level. He can certainly run. He stands at second base after the stolen base. 0-1 to Luca Tresh, who homered last night. And he waves and misses. Looked like the slider. Nothing and two. Santos sitting at three strikeouts. Has one in each inning of work, trying to make it a scoreless third. He comes set at the belt. Ready with the 0-2, and his offering home is taken just a bit inside. Luca Tresh walked and scored on that triple by Carter Jensen, who stands on deck. That was back in the first inning. Produced both runs for the Naturals. Pitch home, just misses downstairs, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. Tyler Tolbert there was dancing around at second base, and on the pitch, he kind of started to run and then shut things down. Maybe he didn't like the jump, or maybe he was just trying to distract Cooper Johnson. But no matter where he's at, he's a threat to go. He has his lead at second base. Santos ready with the 2-2. He kicks, and there's a pop-up back behind home plate. Headed our way, and it'll fall just in the seats below us. So Tresh stays alive on the 2-2 foul ball. We've mentioned that Santos hasn't issued too many walks. He issued two in the first inning, and they both came back to bite him, and they were two out walks. A two-run triple by Carter Jensen is the difference in this ballgame. The Riders are trailing 2-1. They had an Abimelech Ortiz solo shot in the top of the second. Santos looks to second. His 2-2 offering is tapped foul down the third baseline. And interestingly enough, Javier Vaz opened up this inning with a base hit. That's the first single picked up by the Naturals here in this series. Yesterday they had a double and a homer. They got two walks in the first and then a triple. And the single was to complete the series cycle. Generally, a single is the last one, or not the last one that you get. 2-2. Tagged in the air, high out to right field. Miesi's charging in. Freeman going back at second base. Cody Freeman takes charge, and he's there to reach skyward and haul in the final out of the third. Luca Tresh pops out to second base. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard. Three innings in the books. Northwest Arkansas leads Frisco 2-1. Riders coming up when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Abimelech Ortiz coming off a 421-foot homer in his last at-bat. Leads off the fourth inning for the Rough Riders. He's led off in both frames to this point. The first offering from Fleming glides a bit upstairs. Zach, I understand we have an update from Around Rock Express in Tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
Fleming rocks, and his 1-0 to Ortiz glides inside.
I think the only person that's hotter than Abimelech Ortiz right now might be Kamar Rocker. Triple-A debut tonight, Luke. Four innings in.
Righty kicks and fires, and Ortiz watches. That one just misses, and it's 3-0 to Abby.
Tell me if this line's good. Four innings, allowing just one hit. It was an infield single. Eight strikeouts, no walks.
That sounds pretty good to me. Righty kicks, and Ortiz watches. It's a four-pitch walk to start the fourth. Abimelech Ortiz, patient at the dish, and he's rewarded for it. He trots down to first, and the Riders have the leadoff man aboard.
So combined now between AA and AAA, that is a whopping, 23 and two-thirds innings for him.
37
strikeouts and one run allowed.
He seems to be the truth. Offering home to Cooper Johnson just misses.
Now, he's going to give up runs.
Yeah,
he's going to give up hits. It's going to happen. But what he's doing is so incredibly impressive, and he continues to do it at a higher level, and it's not a bad lineup either for Oklahoma City.
No, it's not. Johnson tags it out to left field. Tolbert going back. It's off the base of the wall. Ortiz racing around third. Cardoza's going to give him the stop sign. But Cooper Johnson pours in a double. And the Rough Riders have second and third with nobody out and Aaron Zavala stepping in. That ball was torched off the bat of Cooper Johnson. 108 off the bat and hit the base of the wall out in left center field. And Cooper Johnson has himself another extra base hit. It's the first hit of the series for Cooper Johnson, who went 0-for-3 with a walk last night. And the Rough Riders have a prime scoring opportunity. Trailing 2-1, they have a pair in scoring position with nobody out. And Aaron Zavala, who is been swinging a hot stick for the Rough Riders as of late. Zavala was hit by a pitch in his first trip. First base is open with Cabo Rodriguez standing on deck. The first offering to Zavala is swatted foul down the left field line. Zavala hitting just .227 on the year. But we've seen his hits, they come in bunches. In the month of August, hitting an even .250. But he's got himself a hitting streak as he fouls it off down the right field line. You have to go back to August 16th, the last time that Zavala did notch a hit. He's now hit in seven consecutive games, trying to make it eight here tonight. He also, across those seven consecutive games with a knock, has poured in four multi-hit games. They've each been two-hit affairs. He's behind in the count after a couple of foul balls. Nothing in two from Fleming. And Zavala shoots this one foul off to the left. So he's fouled one down the left field line, then to the right side, and then back down the left field line. Still nothing in two on Aaron Zavala. Trying to drive in the tying run for the Riders, who trail 2-1 here at the top of the fourth. Abimelech Ortiz stands 90 feet away, representing the tying run. Cooper Johnson behind him at second base. Another 0-2 offering from Fleming, and Zavala chops it to third. Lester has it. He thought about coming home, but he goes to first, and the Riders have evened the game. An RBI ground out. It goes 5-3 for Aaron Zavala, and we are knotted at two. That's a quality at-bat from Zavala. Cooper Johnson stays put at second base. But for Z there, fighting off some borderline pinches in a two-strike count, and then chopping one out to third, but Ortiz got a good read and came down to score.
That's now 11 RBIs for Z in his last eight games, too. He's driving in a lot of runs.
First pitch to Caber Rodriguez glides downstairs, 1-0. As Zavala's been swinging a really solid stick, and even when he doesn't pick up hits, he's been putting together some high-quality at-bats. Righty kicks and fires. Rodriguez tags it in the air out towards right. Wilson going back. In front of the track, he's there to make the grab. Cooper Johnson will tag, and the throw from Wilson on the line. Cooper Johnson went into third standing up and just barely got in there before Lester applied the tag. That was a bullet from Peyton Wilson in right field. Right on a line, it one hopped in, and Lester applied the tag to Cooper Johnson. Carlos Cardoza likely saying, we've got to get down there. Didn't see Cardoza telling Johnson to hit the dirt. But a productive out from Gabriel Rodriguez. The Riders have the go-ahead run 90 feet away for Luis Mieses. And the first pitch tagged a deep right field. Wilson going back at the track, watching, and it is gone! Luis Mieses gives the Riders the lead. And the ball caromed back into the field of play. The right fielder, Wilson, pleading his case, saying it didn't exit the ballpark. He came up and fired a strike to Mieses at second base. The umpire saying it left the yard, and Mieses has his fourth homer as a Rough Rider. In just his 21st game, it's 4-2 Frisco.
Well, it's really tough to see if it did or not. There's a berm out there. There's a silver metal fence that goes over the top of the padded wall out there. It has to get over the top of that silver metal fence in order for it to be a home run. The way that it is kind of engineered out there, it's very possible for it to hit the top of that metal fence and bounce back, and it looked like it hit the berm and came back because that metal fence is so thin. So it's tough to tell, but it did look like it hit over that metal fence and hit the berm, but who's to say?
Tommy Shields, the manager for Northwest Arkansas, is talking it over with Jack Wasson, who already isn't a crowd favorite tonight. We've had the roll call going on, and the crowd here has been trying to get Jack Wasson, the first base umpire, involved in that roll call. And after a couple seconds, it's been boos to follow. Now, this is going to be a hard play to overturn.
Looking at the replay, it's close, Luke, but it looks like it hits the berm beyond the wall and comes back in.
Well, it's definitely some interesting engineering of the ballpark here. With that silver metal fence above, there's no yellow line that goes across the top of the wall or atop of that fence.
Tommy Shields might get ejected here.
It's been a long argument. He's still standing behind first base in the outfield grass, talking things over with Jack Wasson. And he's pointing out there. From Peyton Wilson's reaction, he picked up the ball and fired a strike quickly. And Luis Mieses, all of a sudden confused, went sliding into second base. And then the umpire signaled home run. Tommy Shields still going at it with Jack Wasson.
Again, looking at the replay, it does look like a home run. But, you know, they don't have the value of looking at the replay.
And he's been tossed. And they don't have the ability to look at that replay. Well, Jack Wasson finally had enough. And Tommy Shields will have to hit the clubhouse. North Northwest Arkansas will play the remainder of this ball game without their manager. The crowd here loves it. The roll call folks applauding Tommy Shields. Now some let's go skips coming from the first base side. So Tommy Shields has been ejected. The home run stands, and the Riders, with a three spot here in the fourth, have jumped ahead. Tough to tell on the replay, still watching it. But it looked like it got through and found some grass. That's almost impossible to tell.
It's the engineering of this park.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park. I'd say that's the one gripe. It's really hard from this vantage point to tell as Tucker Mitchell steps in. And the first pitch to him is tagged in the air right side in foul territory. And that'll tail into our roll call crew. Tucker Mitchell behind, nothing in one. Mitchell grounded out to short his first trip. But as we've talked about, this ballpark is a beautiful one. Some pine trees in center field. Righty kicks in the first offering, or rather second offering, to Tucker Mitchell. Misses downstairs, even at a ball and a strike. Luis Mieses has homered again. The offering home is just caught and works its way to the backstop. One and two. Well, the Riders leading 4-2 after entering the inning trailing by a run. And an RBI ground out from Zavala, and then the two-run homer by Mieses as Mitchell watches down and away. And we're evened at two balls and two strikes. Top of the order looming for the third time through against the right-hander. Fleming steps off the back of the rubber, trying to get on the same page with Tresh, and he is, the 2-2. Just misses the top of the strike zone. And Tucker Mitchell has worked the count to full. A payoff pitch on its way from the righty, and that one sent back to the netting. 3-2. Mitchell, the right-handed hitting first baseman tonight. And the payoff pitch misses downstairs, and Tucker Mitchell is aboard for the first time. Well, the Riders have a two-out base runner for the top of the lineup in Alejandro Osuna. Osuna is 0-for-1 with a flyout tonight. He worked a walk his last trip up. It's been an eventful inning here in the top of the fourth. First offering to the lefty is chopped foul up the first base line. Alejandro Osuna, after flying out his first trip up, has dropped back down below 300. He sits at 299. It's been a constant battle of back and forth above and below 300. And anytime you're doing that, you're doing something right. So Osuna takes upstairs for ball one. Tucker Mitchell has his lead at first base. Two away and a 1-1 count for the Riders' center fielder. Offering on its way is looped foul off to the left side and finds its way into the seats. 1-2 advantage. William Fleming. For Osuna last night, he picked up a pair of hits. He went 2-for-5, but the three outs were all via the strikeout. Righty kicks, the offering home, again fouled off to the left side. Deflects off one of the suites here, back on down to the lower bowl. 1-2. Max Acosta standing on deck for the Riders. Fleming kicks and fires, and Osuna pops it up on the infield. Left side, Josh Lester, the third baseman, looking into the night sky, and he's there to end the frame. So Osuna pops out, and that ends the Rough Riders' fourth inning. but it was certainly a productive one. They pick up three runs. It comes on two hits, no errors, and they leave one stranded. The inning highlighted by the two-run blast by Luis Mieses, his fourth as a Rider. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Naturals coming up, trailing 4-2 for the first time here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, after a long top of the fourth inning, Winston Santos back on the hill, and his first offering is a wave and a miss by Carter Jensen. Jensen, his first trip up, delivered both runs for Northwest Arkansas on a two-run triple. The offering home is tagged high in the air, but well foul off to the right side.
Luke, do you want a Kamar Rocker update?
Yeah, anytime I can get a Kamar Rocker update, I'll take a Kamar Rocker update.
He came back out for the fifth inning and finished the fifth inning for the first time.
There you go.
Which you love.
Righty kicks, and his 0-2 offering misses downstairs, 1-2.
He got a ground out, and then a strikeout swinging and a strikeout looking. So five shutout innings, one infield hit, 10 strikeouts, no walks.
He's unbelievable. Santos ready, the 1-2. Glides down and in on the left-handed hitting Jensen.
He's pretty good. Oh, this is his AAA debut, by the way.
Yeah, his AA time went swimmingly as well.
Pretty much the exact same.
Yeah. Randy kicks and fires, and it goes 0-2 to 3-2 as Jensen watches outside. And Jensen at the plate is a guy known for his plate discipline. He's only worked 10 walks at the AA level this year. But in high A Quad Cities, he was a walk machine, especially last year. Santos rocks and fires the payoff pitch, lined up the middle and into center field, a base knock. Two trips to the plate for the left-handed hitter. Carter Jensen is 2-for-2. And that has to feel good for the Royals' number 5 prospect, who had a really rough go of it last night. 0-for-4, all four times he struck out. And tonight he has a two-run triple and now a single under his belt. Northwest Arkansas as the leadoff man aboard against Santos for the second time in his many innings. Santos kicks and fires, and Peyton Wilson smacks it to the left side and through for a base hit. Into left field, and it's back-to-back singles on back-to-back pitches for Carter Jensen and Peyton Wilson. Right there, and two pitches against Santos. Northwest Arkansas matches their hit total from all of last night. The Rough Riders staff was excellent. The infield converges on the back of the mound with their right-hander and Winston Santos. Last night, Ben Anderson went 5 scoreless one-hit innings. The only other hit allowed was Larson Kindrick, He went one inning of scoreless baseball with two strikeouts and gave up the one hit. Then Andy Rodriguez and Skylar Hales turned in three innings of scoreless and hitless baseball. Well, the Rough Riders' pen is a bit thin, so as deep as Santos can go, it would be ideal. First and second with Jensen standing at second base and Wilson at first. Here's Dylan Shrum, who's had a tough month. He's 0 for 4 in the series. Taps one back to the hill. Santos collects, fires to second for one. Freeman on to first and a double play. So Dylan Shrum tapped it back to the mound and the double play goes 1-4-3. Carter Jensen does go to third base. The Riders pick up two very much needed outs. Well, Peyton Wilson erased off the base paths on the double play. Jensen standing 90 feet away at third, and here's Diego Hernandez. Offering home is tapped softly on the ground right side. Freeman has it on to first in time, and the Riders get out of it. Winston Santos gave up back-to-back hits on back-to-back pitches to lead off the inning. And then a 1-4-3 double play paired with a 4-3 ground out on back-to-back pitches gets him out of the frame. It's no runs on two hits, no errors, and one stranded. Four innings in the books. Frisco leads Northwest Arkansas 4-2. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic for the top of the fifth here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News and World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders leading it 4-2 over the Naturals. Max Acosta leads it off. Fleming's pitch. There's a fly ball hammered out to right center field into the alley. Wilson on the run. He dives, and he made an incredible catch. Wow. What a play by Peyton Wilson, diving into right center field on a ball that just hung up barely long enough for him to catch it, and he was able to spear it out of the air. Well, what a great play by Peyton Wilson. One away. Cody Freeman bats now. 4-2 Rough Riders, four runs on three hits for Frisco, no errors. Naturals, two runs on four hits and no errors. Frisco has been aided by a walk to help score their four runs. Two homers, one in a Bimelec Ortiz solo shot, the other a Luis Miesi's two-run homer, which was so controversial it got Tommy Shields ejected in that fourth inning. Offering into free. He takes one inside, 1-0. For the Rough Riders, come from behind to take the lead here. 1-0. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 1-1. We mentioned the line for Kamar Rocker making his AAA debut for the Express. He is now out of the game. 1-1. Line drive into left center field. It lands in for a base hit, rolling into the alley. Hernandez cuts it off. Freeman a wide turnaround first. He shuts it down, and he's content with a one-out single. Boy, that ball was plastered at 104 off the bat by Freeman. And here's Abimelech Ortiz. So Kamar Rocker's final line tonight in his AAA debut. Five shutout innings. The only hit he allowed was an infield single that he deflected as the pitcher. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Abby. He takes one just a little bit low, and it's one ball and no strikes. 10 strikeouts, no walks for Kamar Rocker. Daniel Robert taking over for him. Just, you run out of words to describe the incredible nature of Kamar Rocker's season as this pitch is hammered out to right field, deep down the line. Wilson at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch with his back plastered up against the wall. Abby Ortiz just barely missing a home run down that right field line. He hit it 109 off the bat. Down the right field line, just hit it too high in the sky. And there's two away. My goodness. On any other night with the wind maybe blowing instead of in from right field as it is now, maybe even just blowing out to left field, that ball probably leaves the yard, but it stays in. And now here's Cooper Johnson. First pitch is a chopper foul down the left side into the Riders' dugout, and it's 0-1. You can't miss a homer by less if you're Abimelech Ortiz right there. He hit it 109 miles an hour off the bat, and it did not leave the ballpark. It's 325 down the line there. That ball registered at 362 feet, which you'd think would be well out of here. 0-1. Foul back, and it's 0-2 now on Johnson with Freeman at first. It's 4-2. Rough Riders lead it, but the ballpark somehow kept that one in its confines, and it's still 4-2 Frisco. Right-handed batter. And good news from the Rangers as well. They took the first game against the White Sox today 3-1, and they now lead 3-2 after former Rough Rider Wyatt Langford hit his eighth home run of the season. 0-2. Rides inside, and Johnson pulls his hands to his chest, and it's one ball and two strikes. We have a Josh Young fielder's choice. He got aboard after Nathaniel Lowe singled, and then Wyatt Langford a fly ball into center field that left the ballpark. The pitch is low and outside, 2-2. So good news on all fronts as Jack Leiter has settled down after allowing the two runs in the first inning. Freeman takes his lead off of first. 2-2. Outside of Johnson, and it's three balls and two strikes. Aaron Zavala on deck for the Riders here in the top of the fifth inning. Pull side shift on the infield. And the 3-2 offering on the way to Coop. Freeman takes off. There's a line drive over short and out into left center field, rolling into the alley. Freeman on his horse up to third. He gets the windmill around third. He's coming home. The throw, not in time. Freeman just in ahead of the tag of the catcher, Tresh. It's an RBI double for Cooper Johnson, and the Riders extend the lead 5-2 Frisco. Well, Freeman was off on the 3-2 two-out pitch. Johnson hammered it over the top of the shortstop. Pineda leaping up and went over him into the alley. And an RBI double for Cooper Johnson, his second two-bagger today. Gives the Rough Riders a little bit of insurance. It's now 5-2, and here comes the pitching coach, Larry Carter, to go have a conversation with Fleming. So Johnson ties his season high and also the Rough Riders' season high. He becomes the 11th player this season for the Rough Riders to have two doubles in the same game. Aaron Zavala trying to do more damage against Fleming. Johnson went over to get a drink of water over at the dugout. He jogs back out to the second base bag. Zavala hit by pitch back in the second. He grounded out, producing an RBI in the fourth inning. His 11th RBI in his last eight games. He's now reached an eight consecutive and needs a hit to extend his hitting streak to eight straight. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Fleming cuddles with the glove at the belt and the pitch. It simmers down and in, 1-0. It's 5-2, Rough Riders lead it in this fifth inning. Pull side shift for the left-handed batter. And the 1-0 pitch. There's a drive into deep center field. Tolbert racing back. He settles under it and reaches out to make the catch. Inning over. Another hard hit ball off a Rough Riders bat, but this one ends in and out. And the Rough Riders are done in the fifth. One run on two hits, no errors, and one left on. 5-2 Frisco. Bottom five next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We maneuver into the bottom of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders with another run of insurance in the fifth. They now lead it 5-2. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Thanks for spending your Wednesday night with us. First pitch to Jack Pineda is a hard ground ball up the middle. Diving attempt to Costa. It's past the shortstop into center. And Pineda with a hard ground ball single into center field. 108 miles an hour off the bat. Javier Baez now. One for two today. As Luke mentioned earlier, this is a Northwest Arkansas offense that has really struggled in this month. In their last 11 games, they're hitting just 190 as a team. Here's the right-hander's pitch. He misses up and away with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. They're just 2-9 in those 11 games, and they're averaging under 3 runs a game in those last 11. Here's the 1-0. It's high, and it's two balls and no strikes. And so they're just in desperate search of some offense. One guy who has not struggled, Javier Baez, he's hitting .297. in this month, but the team as a whole is just hitting .220 in the month of August. 2-0. Backdoor slider misses. It's three balls and no strikes to the left-handed batter from the righty. They had just two hits yesterday. They have five tonight now after the Pineda single, and that matches the Rough Riders number. Rough Riders played a pole. They had back-to-back in singles in the fourth inning. 3-0. That's right down the middle, a strike, and it's 3-1. But an immediate bounce back to the pitcher for a double play, and a ground out quelled that threat. Winston Santos has pitched around some base traffic in this game outside of the first inning when they scored their two runs. 3-1. Fouled back this way, and it's 3-2. Only 1-1-2-3 inning for Santos. That was in the second after the two-run triple from Carter Jensen in the first. He allowed two base runners in the third, two in the fourth, and now the leadoff man here in the fifth inning. He's working on just three strikeouts still. 3-2 pitch on the way to Vaz. Down and in, ball four, and now it's two aboard and nobody out here in the fifth inning. Vaz, the hardest player to strike out in the Texas League this year. And he draws the walk. Tyler Tolbert stands in now with runners at first and second. Tying run at the plate. Tolbert 0 for 2 today. And John Goebel will go out and have a chat, trying to calm him down just a little bit. Rough Riders pitching coach. Nobody up and throwing quite yet in the Rough Riders bullpen, but there is some milling around. It looks like Jackson Kelly will start to grab a baseball and throw around a little bit. The Rough Riders right-handed sidearm pitcher. Tolbert 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a bounce into a fielder's choice tonight. Riders leading it 5-2. A long conversation with John Goebel up on the mound. Gabriel Rodriguez helping translate. Winston understands English very well, and sometimes things can get lost. Tolbert stands in from the right side. Speedy right-handed hitter, 0 for 6 now in this series, with runners at first and second, and the corners pinch in, expecting a bunt. Santos delivers home. He does not square. He takes low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Santos, last strikeout came in the third inning. He has not nearly been as efficient as we're used to seeing in terms of strikes. 72 pitches, 41 for strikes. 1-0. There's a drive into left center field, sending Zavala back on a dead run, looking up, and it's off the wall on one hop. Pineda and Vaz both around to score. It's a two-run double for Tyler Tolbert. It's a one-run game. 5-4 Rough Riders now. That ball hammered into left center field at 100 miles an hour off the bat, and Vaz got an excellent jump from first base. He just turned on the jets and nearly caught Pineda heading around third base. They both easily came into score, and still with nobody out, the tying run at second base. And here's Josh Lester. Jackson Kelly now throwing with a little bit more pace in the bullpen. Lester, left-handed batter. 0 for 1 with a walk. And the first pitch. Below the zone, one ball, no strikes. That run looks even bigger now than the Rough Riders had in the top of the fifth inning on the Cooper Johnson RBI double. Lester, a power threat. You got to watch out. Santos lifts in. Swing and a miss. Good slider underneath his bat. It's one ball and one strike. 2 in the first inning for Northwest Arkansas. Now 2 in the fifth. All 4 runs have come on just 2 combined swings. 2-run triple and 2-run double. And a look back towards second. He balked and now threw into center field, but it's a dead ball. And Osuna fires it in. And Tolbert is heading around third, but you know he's got to be back at third. It's a dead ball on the balk. Santos looked back to second, and Acosta had come up behind the runner and for a pickoff throw, and Santos lifted up his front foot first before throwing back to second base. So his second balk today. A runner just 90 feet away now. 5-4, Rough Riders, a slim lead. One ball and one strike still on Lester. This is the 3-hole in the lineup. You have Luca Tresh in the cleanup spot on deck. Pole side shift on the infield. Lester a half swing out to the hill. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good slider on the outside edge. 1-2. Santos just trying to pitch through this fifth inning. Hopefully with the way the Rough Riders have been swinging the sticks, they can put up some more offense for him. Leading by a run here. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider down low off the outside corner. He got Lester to fish. It's his fourth strikeout. One away here in the fifth inning, and Luca Tresh is the batter. You have a right-handed batter here with the right-handed side armor who has since sat down, so it looks like no more Jackson Kelly in this inning. It's Santos's inning. And the pitch home. Bounces away from Johnson up the first baseline. Here comes the runner home. A shovel home, not in time. Tolbert slides in safely, and we're tied. A wild pitch for Santos after the balk. And it's a brand new game at 5-5. The ball only got away maybe 10 feet from Johnson up the first baseline, right along the chalk. But with Tolbert's elite-level speed, he got a great jump and just came flying home. So a tie game at 5-5 now here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch, a swing and a chopper, foul down the left side. It's one ball and one strike on Tresh, who homered yesterday and is now homered in back-to-back ball games, including last Sunday. 1-1, one out, bases clear, 3 runs in the inning in the pitch. On the inside corner is strike 1-2. The Rough Riders have won 5 of their last 6 games, and they've done it behind some pretty solid pitching. A 3.83 team ERA during this stretch. 1-2. Swinging a chopper to third. Rodriguez watches it go foul. 1-2. Five runs on 6 hits. It's 3 runs on 2 hits here in this inning. And still just 1 out. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The offering in. Fastball rides high and tight. 2-2. Santos with 82 pitches now. 2-2. Popped up back behind foul out of play. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes still. Again, Kelly has sat down in the Riders' bullpen. Santos the 2-2. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. He hangs on for strike 3, and Santos has his 5th strikeout. So 2 outs here in the 5th inning. Bases clear for Carter Jensen. Jensen, a 2-run triple and a single today. He's 2-for-2. 5-5 game. Bottom of the 5th inning. Pitch in. Low and away. 1 ball, no strikes. Pull side shift on the Riders infield in the 1-0. Outside corner, a strike 1-1. The 2-run triple by Jensen was over the center fielder Alejandro Osuna in the first inning. Up against that center field wall, it's 400 feet away. 1-1. Up and in. Raises his hands to get out of the way of the heater at 95, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. You've awoken the beast a little bit here with Jensen, who's the number 5 prospect in the Royals org. 2-1. Outside corner, backdoor slider, a strike, and it's 2-2. He was a force at High A Quad Cities, but went 0-for-4 with a golden sombrero yesterday. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the slider downstairs. And Winston Santos strikes out the side, picks up six through five innings, but three runs score on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Tied at five into the top of the sixth inning. Riders look to answer next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Keelan Kilgore, who came on and threw the last pitch at the top of the ninth inning yesterday, just one pitch to get out of it, takes over on the mound here in the sixth inning. Tied at five between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Bottom third of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Caber Rodriguez, Luis Miesi's Tucker Mitchell. So it's Keelan against Caber to lead things off here in the top of the sixth inning. The Wichita, Kansas native who went to Wichita State, ready from the stretch, and the left-hander fires in. Down and in with a breaking ball, 1-0. Kilgore is 6'3", 185 pounds, 27 years old, a former Phillies farmhand. Coming over in the offseason, the pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1 in the Rule 5 draft in the minor league phase. Made 46 appearances last year at the AA level for Reading out of the bullpen. 1-1. Fouled back, and it's one ball and two strikes. And then this season with Northwest Arkansas, 32 appearances, a 6.44 ERA. His biggest issue has been command. He's walked 26 in 43 and a third innings, though he's whiffed 56. Opponents are hitting 259 against him. 1-2. Swinging a foul back into the catcher, Tresh's glove, strike three, one away. Kilgore retires the first man he sees, and here's Luis Miesis, who hit a two-run homer his last time up. Five-five game, top of the sixth inning. The pitch. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Miesis' home run was a controversial run. It just got over the fence onto the berm and bounced back onto the field of play, and Tommy Shields, the Northwest Arkansas manager, was ejected arguing it. 0-1. Line foul into the netting left side above the Riders dugout. Bounces into Daniel Mateo's hand in the dugout where he bare hands it. 0-2. Miesis with his fourth Rough Riders home run of the season. He's been a little bit colder after an incredibly hot start, but nonetheless, he's been a productive hitter during his entire time with the Rough Riders. 0-2 pitch on the way to Miesis. He fouls it straight back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Rough Riders tonight have a run in the second, three in the fourth, and one in the fifth. One Open stance. Left side, lefty-lefty, 0-2. There's a drive down the right field line. He just got it in front of it and hooked it foul. At plenty of home run distance, 103 off the bat on the foul ball. As Meeses is flexing his muscles. Just foul, though, on a hanging breaking ball at the top of the zone. No balls and two strikes. And here's the left-hander's pitch. Fastball fouled away off the netting left side. Still no balls and two strikes. A 353-foot home run back in the fourth. They play him to pull. 0-2. He swung on and missed. Ball in the dirt off the outside corner. Tresh blocks, throws him out to complete the strikeout. Two away, both on K's for Kilgore here in the sixth inning. Tucker Mitchell bats. Tied at five. Looks like action out in the Rough Riders bullpen. Dane Acker is loosening. So we'll probably see Dane once we go into the sixth inning. Rough Riders starter turned reliever. First pitch is low. It's one ball and no strikes on Mitchell, who walked back in the fourth. Mitchell in open stance. He's the first baseman for the Rough Riders today. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball burned right by him. One ball and one strike. It's a good heater from the left-hander. That one at 94. Top of the order, and Alejandro Osuna looms on deck if we get there. 1-1 on the way. Just up and in. Two balls and one strike. Barely missing. A gorgeous night for baseball. Darkness surrounds us now here in Springdale. 80 degrees. Lights illuminating the field. The pitch. That's low and outside. It's three balls and one strike. Soft breeze at just 4 miles an hour blowing across the field, slightly in from right. 3-1 pitch home to Mitchell. There's a fly ball lifted foul down the right field line. It's three balls and two strikes. A once boisterous crowd earlier in the game is now quieted down just a little bit as it's thinned just slightly over the last few innings, but nonetheless very lively for a Thursday, or excuse me, a Wednesday. It's that time of the year. Can't remember what kind of day it is. 3-2. Mitchell spoils it. Foul on a line down the right side. It's still 3-2. Does it kind of feel like a Thursday? It kind of feels like a Thursday a little bit. But it's a Wednesday. We'll have game three of the series tomorrow. Excited to see Mitch Bratt throw. 7:05 game tomorrow. Three balls and two strikes on Mitchell. He steps out with two outs and the bases clear, tied at five. Here's the left-hander's payoff. A fly ball lifted down the right field line, twisting foul and out of play. Still three balls and two strikes. They have a 360-degree concourse in this ballpark. And there's a motorized train that's really just a almost like a go-kart size that has trailers on the back. 3-2. Inside for ball four, and Mitchell works the walk. Good plate appearance by Tucker Mitchell. His second walk today. And Alejandro Osuna stands in now. And it makes its way around the entire ballpark throughout the entirety of the game. It's currently making its way right over the top of the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. We'll soon be behind home plate. The pitch is a ground ball, a diving stop. Pineda at shortstop gets up, fires an airmail shot into the Northwest Arkansas dugout behind first base, and Osuna awarded second. Wow. an incredible diving stop, and then he got up and just launched it into orbit. And Tucker Mitchell is down to third. So Osuna, an infield single and an E6. And the Rough Riders now have two in scoring position. For Max Acosta, who's been one of their hotter hitters, even though he's 0-3 tonight. Pineda, the shortstop, made a diving play off to his right in the hole, and then he had a really long throw. Would have been an incredible play. First pitch to Max. He takes right down the middle for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Acosta went 2-for-4 yesterday. Trying to untie this game. And the left-hander pitches home. Over the heart of the plate for a strike again. Strike two with another fastball, 0-2. The inning started off for Kilgore with back-to-back strikeouts, then a walk and a single plus an error. Two in scoring position here with two down. And Acosta calls time and steps out. We're in the top of the sixth inning. This season, Kilgore has actually been better against righties than he has lefties, with lefties hitting .310, righties hitting .242. 0-2, down and in, Tresh blocks, and it hit Acosta on the back right foot. So the bases are now loaded for the Rough Riders, an 0-2 hit by pitch, and Freeman is due up. Freeman 1-for-3 today with a single. The team leader with 14 homers, and Tresh looks like he caught a pretty good chunk of that ball. And Larry Carter is going to use this opportunity while Tresh is getting checked out to go out and have a chat with his left-hander Kilgore. Tresh is over there talking to the athletic trainer, Brad Grolo. He gets a cup of water. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders and two down. Frisco has just one grand slam this season. Freeman this year with the bases loaded is hitting .357. He has two doubles and 12 RBIs. He's 5-for-14. An .833 OPS for the bases loaded. And this will be his 16th plate appearance, which will break a tie with Max Acosta for the most on the team with the bases loaded this year. He has the most RBIs out of anybody with the bases loaded this season as well, with those 12. Cooper Johnson has the only grand slam for the Rough Riders. They hit a whopping 9 grand slams last year, a franchise record. Bases loaded, two down. Freeman, the right-hander, against the left-hander on the hill in Kilgore. He stands in for the right side. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss in the first offering, 0-1. Freeman only has one home run against a left-handed pitcher this year, 13 against righties. He does have a higher batting average and a very slightly higher OPS against lefties this year. Obviously, fewer plate appearances this year against lefties. 0-1. He swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Another fastball by him. Two down, 0-2. Bases loaded with the dangerous Abimelech Ortiz on deck. Top of the sixth inning, tied at 5. Freeman stands back in, pinwheels the bat to the hill. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander comes home with the 0-2. Swinging a line drive foul down the left field line off the netting, and it's still no balls and two strikes. You have Mitchell at third, Osuna at first, and Max Acosta at first base. Excuse me, Osuna at second, Max Costa at first. Best speed at first and second base, which is what you want in this situation. No balls and two strikes still on Freeman. Kilgore ready from the stretch, chest high, the pitch. Fouled back, still 0-2. A heater again challenged him middle. Freeman takes off his helmet, takes a deep breath, now places the helmet back on his head. Holding the bat in his right hand, he now places it in his left, pinwheels it off to his side, takes a deep breath once again, stands back in. Feet close together, not open, not closed. He locks the bat over his right shoulder. And the 0-2. Swinging a chopper foul down the left side to Cardoza, the Riders' third base coach and manager. And it's still no balls and two strikes. He underhands it into the Riders' dugout. Wind continues to blow in softly from right field. Freeman takes a deep breath again, stands in, white batting gloves, two-tone bat. It's a light tan barrel and a dark red handle. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Freeman pops it up, left side, foul ground. The third baseman Lester over into the coaching box, and he's under it to make the catch, inning over. Riders threaten but cannot score. No runs on a hit and an error, and the bases left loaded. We go into the bottom of the sixth inning, tied at 5. We'll have some trivia for you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We make our way to the bottom of the sixth inning, still tied at 5. Dane Acker, the new pitcher on the mound. Winston Santos is done after 5 innings. He allows 5 runs all earned on 6 hits. He struck out 6 tonight and walked 2. So Dane Acker is the new pitcher. Peyton Wilson, the batter, and the right-hander's first pitch is a check swing strike in the outside corner to the left-handed hitter. It's 0-1. All right, Luke, it's time for some trivia here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Let's do it.
All right, usually we do this day in baseball history. The 0-1. There's a ground ball, top to the right side. First baseman Mitchell's got it. Feeds underhand to Acker, covering. He beats Wilson to the bag. One out. 3-1 put out. Still tied at 5. Here's Dylan Trum. We're not doing that today. No this day in baseball history.
All righty.
I'm going rogue. Luke, for trivia today, I want you to name me the 8 active players in Major League Baseball right now who have won both a Rookie of the Year and an MVP award in their careers.
Okay. Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is correct. Pitch home to Dylan Trum. It's on the outside corner, a strike, 0-1.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper is another.
I think Jose Abreu did it.
Jose Abreu did not.
Did he not?
Actually, I think he did. Here's the offering. It's lined out to right field. And a long run in for Miesis. He's there to make the catch.
He technically might not be active, though.
That is true. He did do it.
Okay,
yeah.
I know Ichiro did it, not active. I think Albert Pujols did it. Once again, not active.
He did do it. He's not active.
Okay.
Two outs here in the sixth inning on just four pitches. And the first offering to Hernandez. Up and in, 1-0. Tied at 5. Looking for active players with an MVP and a Rookie of the Year. For our trivia today. 1-0 offering from the right-hander Acker. There's a fly ball lifted into center field. And Osuna over into left center, under it to make the catch. It's a 6-pitch inning for Dane Acker here in the sixth. Luke Maley will take over on the play-by-play when we come back. Tied at 5. We'll continue trivia
as well. I was about to say.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Arvest Ballpark alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you. We continue our trivia as Anthony Simonelli comes on in relief. We're looking for... That's your question, Zach. Come on, what am I doing?
All right, you go for it, man. We're looking for players who won both the Rookie of the Year and the MVP in their career, and they have to be active. You've gotten Aaron Judge, Bryce Harper, and Jose Abreu. We're looking for 9 total players.
Mike Trout. He has to be in.
That is correct.
Simonelli comes set. He's ready to toss to Ortiz, and the first pitch he fires misses downstairs. Ronald Acuna.
Yep.
Had to do it.
I think this is too easy of a question.
I don't know. We might come to a point where I run out of some names.
You're missing 4.
All right. He kicks and fires, and it misses outside. This one's a little out there, but... Did Cody Bellinger?
Cody Bellinger did.
Ortiz watches ball 3. So 3 consecutive pitches missing the strike zone for the right-hander Simonelli. Enters with a 2.41 ERA. Tosses home, and Abimelech Ortiz works a 4-pitch walk. Second time tonight he's reached via the free pass. And the Rough Riders have the leadoff man aboard. Here to open the top of the 7th. How many names are we missing from this list?
3.
3. Cooper Johnson, who's doubled twice, in from the right side. He watches the first pitch off the plate, making 5 consecutive balls to open the outing.
I thought you were saying Cooper Johnson as a guest for a second.
Hey, maybe. One day.
Future.
Right, he comes in, he kicks and fires. That one laced to deep left center field. Tolbert going back, and he's there. He goes down to a knee to make the grab. And Ortiz has to trot back to first base. Oh, again, Cooper Johnson hammers the baseball. This time, nothing to show for it.
His last 3 at-bats, 108, 108, and 103 mile-an-hour exit velocity.
And that 5-mile-per-hour difference is the difference between maybe another double.
Or maybe a homer.
That might have gotten out. He hit that one at a pretty good angle. Aaron Zavala stands in, and the offering home does he cut on and miss. How about Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant is correct.
Missing two.
Looking for Rookie of the Year and MVP active players who have won both for today's trivia.
All right, he kicks, and he misses down and in, even at a ball and a strike.
You might sweep this.
I don't know. I'm running out of ideas. I feel like there has to be someone that's pretty obvious, but they're not coming to mind. Right, he kicks, and Zavala takes outside, make it a 2-1 advantage. The Rough Riders left fielder. Set at the belt. Ortiz runs, and Zavala fouls the pitch off. Ortiz got himself a pretty good jump right there.
Abby's feeling pretty confident.
Abby does have one stolen base this year.
It was on the back end of a double steal.
It was. I didn't even think to think of pitchers. Did JV do it?
Yep, Justin Verlander. You're missing one.
Pitch misses upstairs, and now I'm really in trouble. I cannot think of who else. Is this a player in the back end of their career?
No.
Okay. All right, he kicks and fires. Wave and a miss of all the down on strikes.
Two gone.
First strikeout for the right-hander, Simonelli. Not a player in the back end of their career. Have they played their entire career with the same team?
Nope.
Okay, so they moved around a little bit.
Two teams.
First offering to Rodriguez. Glides across the bottom of the zone. Called a strike. Ortiz over at first base. He reached via the walk. He stands there with two away. Ortiz started to go, and he jumped a bit early as Rodriguez watches a called strike. A beam like Ortiz is looking to run right now. He started to run, and then Simonelli didn't kick his front leg. So he went scurrying back towards first base, and it's 0-2 on Rodriguez.
Looking for one more player with a Rookie of the Year and MVP.
Pitch home, wave, and a miss, and Rodriguez down on strikes. The Rough Riders get the leadoff man aboard, but no runs to show for it. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We head to the bottom of the seventh, evened up at five. You're from Arvest Ballpark here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh, and there's a new arm on the hill. It's Number 20, Winston Santos, exits. And number 19, Dane Acker, comes on. Well, while we were away, Zach, I've thought of the name. It's Shohei Ohtani.
Yes, that is correct.
I don't know how I did not think of Ohtani. And Acker kicks and fires. Acker working here for the second inning. He worked a scoreless sixth inning. Went 1-2-3 to the 6-8 batters. There's Jack Pineda in the ninth spot. 1-0 on its way. Squares to bunt and pulls back and watches downstairs.
So the trivia, as you mentioned, Shohei Ohtani is the last one. Rookie of the Year and MVP winners who are active. Ronald Acuna, Cody Bellinger, Chris Bryant, Bryce Harper.
Acker ready to go back to work to 2-0. Catches the top of the zone.
Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, Justin Verlander, Jose Abreu.
That's a pretty good list right there.
No kidding.
Jose Abreu. Maybe the righty kicks. 2-1, cut and a miss. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I guess in air quotes, worst player on the list, but Abreu was really, really good. He had a very steep fall off. He's also that asterisk, isn't he? We weren't sure if he was actually on the list.
Yeah. We weren't sure if he was active or not. There have been 24 players who've ever done it in Major League history.
Acker 2-2 is got him looking. Pineda down on strikes. And there's one away. Acker has retired all four that he's faced. I was trying to think, Zach, of kind of some of those other names. I know Ichiro did it, right? We mentioned that.
He did it in the same year. There have only been two players who've ever won Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season.
And that's Ichiro.
And one other.
More trivia. Righty kicks and fires. And a first pitch breaking ball is called a strike on Javier Vaz at the top of the card. Vaz batting for the fourth time tonight. He's 1-for-2 with a walk, a base hit, and a run score. Pitch home, and he takes again. And that one just misses, even at 1-1. Is this an older player that did it, or?
Happened in 1980, I believe.
Acker's 1-1 offering just drifts off the outer edge to the left-handed hitting Vaz.
1975.
It's not my area of expertise. Is this a really big player's name? Or?
Not a really big. Hall of Very Good. Not
okay,
a Hall of Fame
not
player.
Not a Hall of Famer. Acker kicks, and that time he catches the outer edge. 2 balls and 2 strikes. What team did they do it for?
Boston Red Sox.
Known as a Red Sox?
Yes. Absolutely. Part of the 86 team and the 75 team.
2-2 on its way, and that one popped foul off to the left side. That
lost
stays
in the
alive.
World Series. Sorry, that loss in the World Series.
Okay.
Oh, he was not part of the 86 team, actually.
I don't know if that helps me. 2-2. This is down in the dirt. Hall of Very Good.
Yeah.
What would you say this player's known for? Anything specific? Like, was there a power surge or righty kicks? And that one fouled off again to the left side, and it remains 3-2.
Known for being very good early in his career, and then a steep fall off.
Steep fall off, okay.
Made an All-Star game in the first 9 full seasons of his career.
Made 9 All-Star games?
In a row.
Wow.
Yeah. Boston, California Angels.
Offering home, and another foul ball off to the left side. Vaz just slapping at it, and making Acker work to pick up the second out. Another payoff pitch on the way. That one lined up the middle, and it'll drop in. A base knock for Vaz. He has himself a multi-hit night. Runner on with one away against Acker here in the top or bottom of the seventh, rather. I have a couple names in mind, but
go for it.
I don't know if they won Rookie of the Year. It's Well, no, that wouldn't match the time frame. So disregard.
Done.
Acker readies, and the pitch home. Called strike on Tyler Tolbert. Tolbert came up with a big hit his last time up. He doubled to drive in two and bring Northwest Arkansas back within a run, and then eventually moved to third on a block and scored on a wild pitch and even this game at five. High and tight with a fastball from Acker.
I don't know if this is really a hint, but the 1975 Red Sox, they lost in the World Series to the Reds in famous Game 6 with Carlton Fisk waving the ball fair for the home run.
Yeah.
They had Dwight Evans, Carlton Fisk, Jim Rice, and Carl Yastrzemski, as well as Louis Tion.
Offering home, cut on and missed. 1-2 advantage for Acker.
And this player, the one in question, led them in WAR that year and won the MVP.
Okay. Pitch home is tapped foul up the left, or the third baseline. 1-2.
I'm going to tell you.
Give me some initials here.
F.L.
Fred Lynn.
Fred Lynn.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Only other player along with Ichiro to win Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's quite a feat.
Now, Ichiro is the only player to do it in his initial season, as Fred Lynn debuted the year before. Yeah. But he was also 27.
1-2 on its way, and just misses outside to Tolbert. We're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
He'd already played 6 professional seasons in Japan.
That's quite a list. I'm going to guess the majority of players to do each of those have made the Hall of Fame. Right, he kicks and fires, and there's foul ball back to the screen.
There's a few who haven't. Obviously, Fred Lynn, one of them. Dustin Pedroia is not going to make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He did it. Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's for different reasons. Exactly. He has Hall of Fame stats.
Jose Canseco.
That's right. I didn't even think of Canseco.
Ryan Braun.
Yeah, Ryan Braun had a really good career. Pickoff attempt over to first, and Vaznot fooled back in standing up.
Dick Allen as well had a really good career, but he did it, and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Acker back to work from the stretch. Vaz at first, Tolbert at the plate. The 2-2. Tapped out towards shortstop, but Costa has it. Flips to Freeman for one. On to first in time. It's an inning-ending double play. 6-4-3, and Acker faces the minimum for a second straight inning. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left aboard the base paths. 7 innings in the books. We're still even at 5 apiece. We go to the 8th. Rough Riders coming up when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Luis Mieses opens up the top of the eighth inning. Evened up at five apiece here from Arvest Ballpark. Mieses has homered in this one. The first pitch. Called a strike. Simonelli, the right-hander, still on the hill. He kicks and delivers, but misses downstairs. 1-1. The left-handed hitting Mieses, who's hitting an even 300. Going 1-for-3 here in this one with a two-run homer sandwiched between a ground out and a strikeout. 1-1. Hammered down the right field line, but well fouled. Boy, he has hit the ball very hard a couple of times tonight in his last at-bat, one where he ended up striking out in a line drive that had home run distance, but it was out in front of it. And then obviously he has homered tonight, and then another one there. He possesses a lot of pop in that left-handed swing. Righty kicks, the offering home, wave and a miss. And Mieses is down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's the third strikeout for the right-hander and his third consecutively. Rough Riders got the leadoff man aboard against Simonelli, but he sat the last four he's faced down. We'll see if that is it. Tommy Shields, who was ejected earlier, is not here. It's the assistant hitting coach Chris Nelson out to the hill. And he's going to take the ball from the right-hander. So that's going to be it for Simonelli. He gets a strikeout of the first batter he faces here in the eighth. But he will exit. We'll introduce you to the new arm, tied at five with one away here in the top of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Anthony Simonelli picks up four outs. He goes an inning and a third of scoreless and hitless baseball. He struck out three of the four outs. He did issue one walk. It was to Abimelech Ortiz on the first batter that he faced. And he gives way to Ricky Karcher wearing the number 25. Tucker Mitchell in from the right side. Karcher set at the belt. He lifts and fires and misses down and in to Mitchell. Karcher, a right-hander, 6'4", 230 pounds. And he gets a foul ball that takes Mitchell down to a knee, and he gets up rather gingerly. He'll walk it off. Hopefully he's all right. Takes his time and take off the helmet, collect himself. Karcher was originally a Cincinnati Reds draft pick in the 13th round back in 2017. A 26-year-old right-hander went to the same college that Cole Drake did, Walter State Community College in Tennessee. Set at the belt. Brandy with the 1-1, and he kicks home and misses with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball well outside. It's been a tough go of things for Karcher this year. 26 games, he's gone 27 innings. Has not earned a decision, but has a 7.67 ERA. And that one lined to left field, and Tucker Mitchell has himself his first hit of the series. He appears to be okay as he picks up a one-out single against Karcher. Karcher, a former big leaguer, made his debut in 2023, back in June of last year. He tossed in just one inning, but it was a scoreless one. Kicks home, and Osuna fouls the first pitch off out of play on the left side. He only allowed one base runner in his major league debut. It was a walk. And then was sent back down. Mitchell takes his lead at first. Osuna awaits the 0-1. Pitch on its way, and that one skips in and works its way to the backstop, and Tucker Mitchell will take a free 90 feet. Wild pitch on the right-hander. On July 6th of last year, the Reds designated Karcher for assignment. He elected free agency at the end of the year and was signed by the Diamondbacks organization. And then pitched with Reno up until the middle of June, was released, and then assigned here to Northwest Arkansas on July 25th. So he missed pitching against the Riders before the All-Star break. So Osuna takes well outside. He has the advantage. Two balls and a strike. Even at five apiece, even at seven hits apiece on the scoreboard. Riders trying to take the lead, and that one lifted into right field. Mitchell had to wait to see it drop. He rounds third, and he'll score with ease. Alejandro Osuna has given the Riders the lead. An RBI single here in the eighth. And it's 6-5 Frisco. Mitchell scoring from second base. Osuna didn't try to do too much. Didn't hit it all that hard, but just lofted it into right center field. And there was no play for Wilson out and right. He watched it bounce. And the Riders are back in front. It's been a back-and-forth affair. Northwest Arkansas took an early 2-0 lead. A right-hander peers in, and the first pitch to Acosta misses downstairs. The Riders got one in the second on an Abimelech Ortiz solo homer, and then erupted for three runs in the fourth inning to take the lead. They added on in the fifth, but a three-run frame evened us at five. The first scoring since the fifth as Acosta fouls it off on the left side. And the Riders are back ahead. The Rough Riders have done really well over the past couple of seasons in this ballpark. The Naturals haven't won a home series here since 2021, or they won a series 3-2. As Acosta chops one up the third baseline, a fair ball. Long throw for Lester, and Acosta's going to beat it out. That ball looked destined to ride foul. It rode the line up there. Josh Lester deep in the hole at third base. Picked it up, fired a long strike, a one-hop to first. And Acosta, who runs pretty well, was able to leg out an infield hit. Well, the Rough Riders still in business, first and second for Cody Freeman. Freeman is 1-for-4 tonight. Each of his three outs have been in the air. A foul out, that one to third. A pop out to second, and a fly out to right. Offering home, and Freeman takes inside for ball one. Freeman singled and scored in the fifth inning. That pushed the Rough Riders' lead to 5-2. But in the bottom of that inning, Northwest Arkansas would even this game at 5 apiece. Karcher kicks and fires and gets a called strike with an off-speed pitch. Evened at 1-1. Freeman hitting .266 on the year with 14 homers. 14 home runs, paces the Rough Riders, and set a new career high for Freeman. Pitch home, and it misses downstairs. Two balls and a strike. Freeman has been much better at Riders Field than he has on the road. Although he collected two hits yesterday, he's picked up a hit today. Righty kicks and fires, and that one skips past Luca Tresh and went in and out of his glove, and the Rough Riders will take a free 90 feet. Yeah. A pass ball charged to Luca Tresh. That allows Osuna to move over to third and Acosta up to second. Now Cody Freeman can shift the approach here, looking to add on. Riders leading 6-5. Pitch home, and Freeman takes a massive cut, but he came up empty. Three and two. Freeman steps out of the box, collects himself. Abimelech Ortiz, who has been the Rough Riders' hottest hitter as of late, stands on deck. Karcher set at the belt. The payoff pitch cut on and missed in the dirt. Tresh has it, fires on to first, and Freeman down on strikes. So Cody Freeman strikes out. It's the first strikeout for Ricky Karcher, and there are two away. Abimelech Ortiz is 1-for-2 tonight with a home run, a fly out to right field that took Wilson, the right fielder, all the way to the wall. Pitch home and a massive rip by Ortiz. But he missed, nothing in one. Other two trips for Abby tonight have resulted in walks. He scored two times this evening, trying to drive in another run for the Riders. 0-1, down in the dirt. Ortiz spit on it, and it's 1-1. Osuna stands at third base. He gave the Riders the lead with an RBI single. That played at Tucker Mitchell. Max Acosta behind him at second base. Two gone in the inning. Karcher readies. From the stretch, he kicks, and Ortiz comes up empty on another big hit. He'll likely shorten up just a bit here. Ortiz is homered in back-to-back games. But he's behind 1-2. Karcher's 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. And Ortiz down on strikes. Ricky Karcher works his way out of a jam in the eighth. He strands two in scoring position, but the Rough Riders tag him for one run. It comes on three hits, no errors, and two left aboard. Bottom of the eighth up next. Riders out in front yet again, 6-5 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys
all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Dane Acker done after two scoreless one-hit innings. He struck out one, and it gives way to the right-hander Jackson Kelly. Sidearmer kicks and fires and misses a bit inside to Josh Lester. Kelly making his ninth appearance as a Rough Rider. His 37th overall on the year as he rocks home and again misses inside to the left-handed hitter. Kelly across those eight outings has posted a 4.35 ERA. He's 2-1. And he kicks and there's a foul ball. Lester frustrated with himself. Just caught the knob of the bat on a check swing. He certainly didn't go around, but as he held it up and made contact with the knob of the bat. So Kelly steals the strike. 2-1 on its way, and that one hit hard towards second base. Freeman has it on a backhand, throws on the run, and it pulls Mitchell off the bag, but he kept the back foot on. The crowd didn't think so. Mitchell came flailing off the bag, but first base umpire Jack Watson says he was able to maintain contact as he corralled it. Our acting manager and third base coach Chris Nelson is over there arguing. And watching the replay, Wasson appears to have made the right call. What a play by Tucker Mitchell. What a play by Cody Freeman as well. Freeman was shadowed towards the first base side of things with the left-hander Lester at the dish. And Lester hit it right where Freeman would generally stand. And a range over, grab it on a backhand, and throw on the run. It took Mitchell up the first base line, and boy, was it close. Understand the argument. Watching the replay, it's a little too tight to tell.
Did someone get thrown out?
Well, third base coach and assistant hitting coach, acting manager Chris Nelson, is back in the third base coach's box. Our crowd here is reacting as if someone was ejected.
First base umpire Jack Watson is pointing at someone in the dugout.
Shot Diego Hernandez over there in the dugout. He was in a spot where he could have been saying something, and now he's back on the top railing. I think they are trying to sort out who has been ejected. We've seen this happen a few times this year. Jackson Kelly will continue throwing, stay loose. It's the second long delay we've had in this game. Had a long argument in which the Northwest Arkansas Naturals manager Tommy Shields was ejected. That came on the two-run homer that put the Rough Riders ahead 4-2. That was Luis Mieses. Not sure who it is that's leaving, but someone is exiting.
It was a player with a pullover on, yeah. So no number.
No number, and you could see him mouthing, "I didn't say anything." So likely just taking the fall for one of his teammates. So Jackson Kelly ready to go back to work. Is offering home to Luca Tresh. Glides a bit high and away. Ball and no strikes. Luca Tresh is hitless tonight. He's 0-2. He struck out his last time up. Kelly drops down. And that sidearm delivery misses outside. He's been missing to the first base side of home plate the entire night.
It was Cruz Noriega, yesterday's starter, who was ejected.
Nor- Vega heads back to join his manager in the clubhouse. And Jackson Kelly delivers ball three. Well, the left-handed hitting, Josh Lester saw a fair share inside. Now Luca Tresh has watched three straight outside, and that one again misses high and away. It's a four-pitch walk issued by Jackson Kelly. Carter Jensen will get his first look at the right-hander. Jensen has arguably the biggest hit of the night. It came against Winston Santos back in the first inning. A two-out, two-run triple. Riders leading 6-5. One away and a runner at first after the walk. First offering is hit high in the air into shallow center field. Osuna ranging in, and he's there to make the grab. Two gone. Well, Peyton Wilson, the last hope in the bottom of the eighth for the Naturals. Luca Tresh at first base. Wilson tonight is 1-for-3 with a single and a pair of groundouts. Left-handed hitter has pulled both of those balls on the ground. Kelly readies his offering. Swing and a miss. Max Acosta, the Rough Riders shortstop, played up the middle, playing lefty to pull. 0-1 offering, tapped foul off the facing of the first base dugout. Wilson was way out ahead of him. Wilson does possess quite a bit of power. He has 14 homers on the year, which is third in this lineup for the Naturals here tonight. Dylan Shrum, standing on deck, has 16. 0-2 is shot foul down the left field line. It'll stay nothing in two. Winston Santos started this game. Dane Acker poured in two innings of scoreless baseball in relief. Now Kelly trying to continue that streak. Another foul ball down the left field line. Works its way into the seats. Well, Peyton Wilson has done a solid job of fouling off the borderline pitches from the righty, but he hasn't looked comfortable in doing it. A couple of awkward swings. Another 0-2 inside for ball one. Kelly set at the belt. Long pause. He kicks and fires. That one tagged in the air. Shallow center field. Max Acosta, the shortstop, going back. And he's there to make the grab above his cap. And the inning is over. Jackson Kelly works around a one-out walk. It's no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the top of the ninth. The Rough Riders leading 6-5 over the Naturals, looking to add on. It's Zach Bigley on the mic when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
into the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders lead it 6-5. They'd love a little bit of insurance here. Johnson, Zavala, Rodriguez due up. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Karcher's still out there. Right-hander against right-hander to begin this ninth inning. And the first pitch. Outside 1-0. The Rough Riders took the lead in the top of the eighth inning on an RBI single by Alejandro Osuna. And so trying to get a little bit extra here. 1-0. Inside 2-0. Johnson today is 2-for-4 with two doubles, including an RBI. He's also scored a run. 6-5 Frisco leads, out hitting the Naturals 9-7. The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball down the line and left. Hernandez back. Ballpark will hold it. And he's there to make the catch. One away. Johnson just in on his hands a little bit. And Aaron Zavala stands in now. Zavala 0-for-3. A hit by pitch. He needs a hit to extend his hitting streak to 8 consecutive games. Karcher came on and allowed 3 singles. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Swing and a miss. Good change off the outside corner. 0-1, but struck out the last two batters he saw with runners at second and third and one out. 0-1 pitch. Up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Zavala went 1-for-4 yesterday with a single through the right side. 1-1. That's low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. He was already hit by a pitch earlier, so he extended his on-base streak to 8 straight. Gabriel Rodriguez on deck. Pitch home. Zavala breaks his bat, grounds it up the middle. It leaks through into center, base hit. Zavala's hit in 8 straight games. The hitting streak continues for Z, and Keber Rodriguez makes his way to the plate now. 10th hit for the Rough Riders, leading it 6-5. Nobody out in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. So it looks like it'll be Jackson Kelly once we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the stretch and the offering home. That's inside 1-0. So it'll be the bottom third of the order due up for Northwest Arkansas. And Kelly will get an opportunity at the 6-out save. Offering is popped up on the right side. Foul ground. Shrum under it. And the first baseman makes the catch in foul territory. 2 outs. Luis Miesi's bats now. Miesi's left-handed batter. 2-run home run back in the 4th inning. This has been a very interesting ball game. Ejection of the manager, Tommy Shields, an arbitrary bench ejection for Northwest Arkansas. The pitch, check swing, and a miss and a high fastball 0-1. That's the official ruling, by the way. First time I've heard of it, where the bench is mouthing off and somebody's got to go, so somebody's got to eat it. It's pick your man, and he's gone. Cruz Noriega, yesterday's starting pitcher, was that man. 0-1. Down in the dirt. It's 1 ball and 1 strike.
Zach, the way we had it explained, too, was that Noriega was the junior assistant clipboard holder in the dugout.
What a title.
It's quite a hefty title. A lot of responsibility there.
A lot of condescension as well.
A little bit.
1-1. Fouled back into Tresh's glove. 1-2.
Well, Noriega suffered the loss yesterday, but he wasn't all that bad. 3 earned runs and 4 2/3 innings of work.
He gets relegated to the junior assistant clipboard holder. He was not happy to go, that's for sure.
He was not.
1-2. Grounded foul off the end of the bat. Still one ball and two strikes on Meaces, who looks down at his bat, makes sure it's still intact. Saval at first. It's been a game on the longer side and a little bit on the sloppier side as well. Here in game two of this series, the pitch. There's a high pop-up left side, leaking, fouling out of play. And it's still one ball and two strikes on Meaces. And the Rough Riders looking to win their third consecutive game with a victory tonight. Won the finale on Sunday. Won last night and now leading 6-5 tonight. Stretch in the 1-2. Down in the dirt. Trash blocks. 2-2 on Meaces. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. 2 home runs today for the Rough Riders. Abimelech Ortiz in the second and Meaces in the fourth. Right-hander readies. He fires. A swing and a miss. Meaces strikes out. And the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Riders leading it 6-5. Northwest Arkansas to the plate next to the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the bottom of the ninth inning. Jackson Kelly back out onto the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 6-5. Dylan Trum leading it off. Frisco a 6-5 lead thanks to one run in the eighth inning. Kelly going for the six-out save. Here's the pitch. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Right-hander here at the plate, left-hander on deck. Right-handed sidearm slinger brings it in. Slider, strike, upper edge, outside corner, 1-1. Strum has bounced out to the catcher, to the pitcher for a double play, and a line out to right as this pitch is way outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Kelly making just his ninth appearance for the Rough Riders this year. He hasn't been called upon in too many situations like this. The offering. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 2-2. He has one save and two save opportunities with the Rough Riders this year. He has five saves total on the season. The pitch is a swing and a miss. He got him. Slider at the top of the zone. He strikes out Schrum, and there's one away. Diego Hernandez bats now. He has only two saves of two innings or longer this season, both of them with Hickory at the high A level. First pitch to Hernandez is a slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hernandez 0-3 tonight. Pineda, another left-handed batter on deck. 0-1. Pierces the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-2. Riders hanging on desperately to that one-run lead. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Johnson hangs on the high breaking ball and back-to-back strikeouts. This one on three pitches. Two outs here in the ninth inning. Riders one out away from a one-run victory here in Game 2 in Northwest Arkansas. Pineda, the nine-hole hitter in. He's 1-3. The pitch. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Kelly brings it in. Pop foul back this way and hits just above us. 1-1. Luke was looking down.
I caught it. I caught it at the last second. I didn't
catch it.
But yeah. I caught it with my eyes. I was ready.
1-1. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. Strike two. One strike away now. One ball and two strikes. And Kelly steps off. 1-2, two outs, bases clear. Bottom of the ninth inning. Riders looking to win their third straight. Kelly readies from the stretch, and he fires in the 1-2 pitch. Fouled back off to our right and hits the area just above the press box again. It's 1-2 still. Kelly has struck out two in a row. He stretches with a blonde glove at the chest, brings it down to the belt, kicks in. Chopper around in front of the plate. Johnson bare hands, whips it onto first in time, and there's your ball game. Riders win it by a final score of 6-5 tonight, and they win their third consecutive ball game. Well, the Rough Riders with a gritty come-from-behind victory, trailing 2-0 at one point. Northwest Arkansas tied it in the fifth inning, but a go-ahead single from Alejandro Osuna in the eighth inning, and the Rough Riders win it by that score of 6-5. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Arvest Ballpark, Luke Maley with you here on the postgame show. Rough Riders get it done in game two. They've taken each of the first two games here on the road against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. 6-5, the final score. The Rough Riders, 6 runs on 10 hits, no errors. 5 runs on 7 hits and 1 error for Northwest Arkansas. Dane Acker earns his first career win in relief. He improves to 5-4. Ricky Karcher suffers the loss, his first, in a Northwest Arkansas uniform. He is 0-1. Jackson Kelly picked up the 6-out save, striking out 2 on his way to that save, earning his second in Rough Riders uniform. Well, the Rough Riders get it done after winning last night's series opener 6-1. They put up 6 runs yet again, and this time a bit closer, 6-5. They had to come from behind. They found themselves trailing 2-0 at the end of one after Carter Jensen poured in 2 runs on a 2-run triple to give them the lead. The Rough Riders cut into it in the second with a solo homer by Abimelech Ortiz, then later tied the game. That came as part of a 3-run fourth inning for the Riders. They scored a run on an RBI groundout by Aaron Zavala, and then took the lead on a 2-run blast by Luis Mieses, a 2-run shot, a controversial one that ended up creating an ejection for Tommy Shields, the Naturals manager. The Rough Riders leading 5-2 in the bottom of the 5th inning. Gave up 3 runs to Northwest Arkansas. It was a 2-run double by Tyler Tolbert, and then a balk paired with a wild pitch allowed Tolbert to come around to even the game at 5. But Alejandro Osuna came through in the clutch in the top of the 8th inning, delivering an RBI single that brought home Tucker Mitchell. So the Rough Riders get it done, 6-5, the final score here in Game 2. You look at the offensive performances. The Rough Riders collected 10 hits as a group. They were led offensively by a 2-for-4 night by Alejandro Osuna. Cooper Johnson added 2 doubles as part of a 2-for-5 night. And Luis Mieses led the charge with 2 runs batted in. Abimelech Ortiz also delivered a homer. The Rough Riders get it done, 6-5, the final score. They lead the series 2-0. Game 3 of this 6-game series coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about it on the other side when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders jump out to a 2-0 advantage here in the series on the road against Northwest Arkansas. They improve to 30-23 in the second half and 74-48 overall. The Naturals now a game below 500 overall on the year at 60-61 and 2 games down from even in the second half at 25-27. Tomorrow's matchup, an exciting one. It's Mitch Bratt, the left-handed pitcher. The number 18 prospect in the Rangers organization gets the ball for Frisco. He is 2-1 with a 4.34 ERA. You look at his overall body of work coming up from High A Hickory. He's 8-5 with a 3.28 ERA. And that coming in 21 outings, 18 of them starts. And he's coming off of a really impressive outing. His last time out, he went 5 innings, earning the win against San Antonio back at Riders Field. 5 innings of one technically two runs, but one earned run to his ledger on just one hit, three walks, and seven strikeouts for the lefty. So tomorrow at 7:05, he looks to build on that against the right-hander Luender Avila, 6-4 with a 3.96 ERA on the season. Avila, a 23-year-old originally from Venezuela, making another appearance against the Rough Riders. He pitched against Frisco his last time out. That came on July 9th. He went 4 1/3 scoreless innings, issuing two walks and allowing five hits with three strikeouts. He did not earn a decision in that game. That was a game in which the Rough Riders squared off and lost with Northwest Arkansas by the exact same score as tonight, but flipped. 6-1, Northwest Arkansas winning that one. It was Wallace who earned the win, and Josh Steven suffered the loss. So the Rough Riders out in front of this series, 2-0. They're back at it tomorrow at 7:05. It's Avila going for Northwest Arkansas against the number 18 prospect, the lefty, Mitch Bratt, taking the hill for Frisco. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Wednesday evening with us. We're back at it tomorrow. 6:50, the pregame coverage begins here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!